Classic Hits 107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudle. It is an absolute pleasure to welcome City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma joins us in the studio with lots to discuss. Martin, it's great to see you.
Good morning, Jamie. It was so neat driving up and coming to park and seeing that CJCS symbol right on that outside wall.
Oh, you bet. And he's worn a tie this morning, too. Martin, you didn't have to wear a tie.
I was on my way, and like I shared with you, I was on my way up to City Hall. I'm going, oh, my, I'm supposed to be on radio at 7:30, so here I am.
And here he is. Fantastic. Martin, good to have you here. So much to talk about. Again, you know, with so many great organizations, great communities, happenings, we have a very special get-together at Stratford Farmers Market, helping out an amazing cause for this Saturday.
Yeah, and you know, I've had to step away with a lot of the hours I've put into some of those organizations, but I'll never step away from supporting, because what they do support is so many beautiful things in our community, and United Way is absolutely one of those. And as you know, they're in full gear with regards to their campaign this year. And as an ag society, we continue to do post-COVID. We're back to our bacon on a bun.
Right.
Yeah, at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. And Ryan, it starts at 7, in case you're listening, Ryan Erb. But yes, we do it a bacon on a bun. And the beauty of this is all the ag sectors donate. Grain farmers of Ontario donate for the buns. Pork producers, Perth County pork producers take care of the back bacon. Egg farmers of Ontario Zone 6 takes care of the eggs. Dairy farmers of Ontario, Perth County, take care of the milk and cheese. So that's all donated. And then whatever's donated back to us by our visitors, every one of those dollars goes back to United Way. And pre-COVID, we had 5 years of $4,000 each morning. So we're looking forward to a great morning. That's tomorrow morning, starting at 7 o'clock.
You bet. So again, it's bacon on a bun, again, with chocolate milk or white milk. It's a great way to start your day enjoying the Stratford Farmers Market. And when you get this, you're helping out United Way Perth Huron. So it's a win-win.
It is a total win. And it's a delicious breakfast. Oh. Some of you might have to cut it in half and save half for lunch. But and we start with a regular cost at $6, and then whatever after that you want to donate, that's great.
Absolutely perfect. So lots going on. We have, of course, we're talking about Santa Claus parades, Martin, and we have Santa's Parade of Lights for Stratford fast approaching for December 4th.
Yeah, and that's hard to believe. You know, a week ago we would have thought, okay, here comes winter, and now I saw dandelions out yesterday. So, it is coming. We've got a great committee that's working with us. Thank you, Charles Swartwood and Heather Denny up at the city for your support. We do have it set to go for December the 4th, and that starts at 5 o'clock, and it's going to run along the north side of the river and then come across the bridge and then up Lakeside Drive on the south side of the river and then up at the Tom Patterson Theater, where we will light a tree of light right there at the Tom Patterson Theater. It's going to be a beautiful light display. I look forward. We've got 29 floats right now. We'll take up to 45. So if you're thinking about a float, go online and you can register online. Go on the city portal and you can register there.
Yeah, it's not too late. Not too late to enter.
Not too late. And it's also not too late. I mentioned Pastor Swartwood. His group did a magnificent job on the barricades last time. And they will be at that again. But certainly if there's also a portal there for volunteering. So I'm really looking forward to it. You know, it's a great celebration, and it takes us into the holiday season.
And we love our Santa Claus parades. And that is going to be, when it's all lit up at the end of the parade at Tom Patterson, that's going to be very special, Patterson Theater.
Exactly. And you know, Tom Patterson is a jewel, that theater. And, you know, to add the lights of the holiday season, will be wonderful as well. I'm just closing my eyes and thinking what it might look at, and we'll hear young voices singing, and you know, that brings magic to the season as well.
It's going to be special. So again, that's Santa's Parade of Lights for City of Stratford. Here's the website, stratford.ca/Santa, to get details. It's not too late to enter the float. That's the website that gives you all of the information. We look forward to that. And Martin, it's been a big week for you. This was the inaugural meeting with the new council at Stratford Rotary Complex. How did it go?
You know, I'm probably going to get emotional. It was... sometimes you go to bed at the end of an event like that and say, oh, that could have been done, or oh, gee, we missed that. It was absolutely outstanding. From the size of the crowd to the passion of all the council that presented their family as they stood and introduced themselves to the audience, to the work of our city staff, Tatiana Defoe and the staff. They took care of everything, as I said that night, right down to the proper wooden hangers on the coat rack. So, I mean, it was an amazing, it was an emotional event.
Emotional night, yes.
It was. It was an emotional event. But once again, to have the choir there, Mark McIntosh and the choir there, the youth there, it was an event that I'll never forget. It, you know, and the response of the community, just... It was absolutely exceptional, and I couldn't be more proud.
And I know chatting with Dan Matheson on Monday, mm-hmm. and that was, of course, just before the event, and, of course, you know, handing off and handing the reins, if you will, off to you.
Well, handing, you know, the reins and placing that chain, the chain of office across my neck, and I just hope the office itself won't be as heavy as that chain. a significant piece of metal there, a bit of bling. You know, so absolutely, I am so honored. And, you know, it's been busy for me. Last night we had our second orientation. And, you know, part of our code of conduct that we received in our last council was orientation mandatory. And we had a great orientation session, more to come. There's been lots of meetings for me, both with staff, with individuals that want to have coffee. So it's been an outstanding start to the week with the inaugural event, and then the week has been filled. And the previous week was outstanding as well because I was in the chair for that week.
All right. It's been a big week, certainly, City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma. And again, we remind you, get details about Santa's Parade of Lights for December 4th at stratford.ca/Santa. And get yourself bacon on a bun tomorrow morning at the Stratford Farmers Market.
Yes, if you want the mayor to make you bacon on a bun, there you are.
Martin Ritzma. Martin, thanks.
Thank you, Jamie.